Back again. Hey, this is Steve Goss, trying to decide what to do, what to see this weekend. Well, that's why we bring in Mara Davis, who can refine our choices. Refining them, you're sort of like a human search filter for us.
That's right. You just bring me in. You just take me out and
bring me in.
With
a lasso, we just sort of reel you in.
Okay, we have such great music for you this weekend, Steve. I'm going to begin at aisle five. This is a band that I'm a big fan of, and I've had some experience with this, the Ballroom Thieves. They're a band out of Boston, three-piece. And if you like bands like the Head and the Heart and the Lumineers, I think you're really going to like Ballroom Thieves. The road has been very, very grueling on them, and their new album, Bury Me Smiling, which is out later this month, is all about them. I think they're fantastic.
Yeah, they were part of the emerging Boston folk rock scene back a few years ago, along with bands like Darlingside, which was in Atlanta a week or so ago.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was over by the time it had begun.
Ballroom Thieves, and they'll be at aisle five tonight.
There's a band at Terminal West tonight. Interesting name. Their name for a town in Oregon. Joseph is the name of the trio. They're three sisters, actually.
Yeah, twins, and then the other sister. And it was the one sister who tried to get them all as a band. Like, they just kind of worked in restaurants and maybe sang together around the family, and then they decided to give it a go, and they have become like the indie Portland darling band. White Flag is such a huge AAA song.
Like, I could surrender, but I just keep pretending, though. I'd love you dead and live a lie. By the White Flag!
They've toured with James Bay, and I think, Rustin Kelly is the opening act, so it should be a really good show.
Absolutely. This is a band to watch and to definitely see. Check out Joseph at Terminal West tonight. I find it amazing when you read about husband-wife teams who have been performing together over 20 years, and that's the deal with Over the Rhine. So Over the Rhine with a lot of wine at City Winery. I think this is going to be a
great
night.
Did that just come to you?
It just did. Right. But they make beautiful music, and they're so in love. Like, they bring that on stage. They exude just, you feel the heat, Steve. I like it.
You can hear that in Karen Berquist's voice, really hauntingly soulful and beautiful. Yeah, she brings it out, and I think you're right. I think she's got some sort of something inside her that she can tap.
That chemistry is there, Steve, just like you and I.
You think? You think it's at that level? Well, maybe they might need another 20 years to get to that level that what you and I have, but we're rooting for them.
That's Over the Rhine at City Winery tonight.
And snow and tears and stars, and that's not all, my friend. They all fall with confidence and grace.
Going on all weekend, another festival, Afropunk. And this is an interesting festival, I think, because it's a celebration of what they term as alternative black culture. And it's a lot more than just music, too. There's arts, there's crafts, there's workshops. And it's in Mechanicsville, west of where Turner Field still sits.
So I like this because they call it a carnival of consciousness, and it's taken place in Paris and also in Brooklyn. And the message is no racism, no sexism, no homophobia, no fat shaming. Everybody is free to enjoy music and thought and art. And I think it's a very cool thing. It's going to be going on all weekend. Tyler, the Creator, Saul Williams, Goldlink, and Abra are some of the headliners.
Yeah, they've got like two dozen artists, 16 DJs. It's quite a deal.
It's going to be a big one. That's Afropunk Festival all this weekend in Mechanicsville. Here's one of the benefits by having someone like Zach Brown being from Georgia. They get to give you a one-off concert with the Zach Brown Band. So this is going to be happening at Southern Ground Amphitheater, and it's a benefit for Zach Brown's charity, Camp Southern Ground. So the tickets are going to be a little bit more expensive, but remember, it all goes back to his nonprofit, which is a camp for the arts that they're building. and it's a study of the music industry. So this is a really cool opportunity for you to see the Zac Brown Band and learn about what he's doing to give back.
Yeah, this is the fifth annual Night of Candles benefit for Camp Southern Ground, which does a lot of different things. And one of the things that they focus on, the summer camp portion, is for kids with autism and learning disabilities. And Zach himself went to camp as a kid. And he always thought, you know, I want to give back because summer camp is a really rewarding experience. And he wants to reach out to kids who normally don't have that experience.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. Because I think camp changes kids' lives. I know it changed me.
Me too.
It's been this may be hard for you to believe. I was the shyest kid until I went to sleepaway camp.
Really?
Yes. You can ask my mother.
I'm not buying that. I'm sorry.
Let's call her right now.
Okay.
How did it change you?
I think I learned to become more of a social person. In sort of like, you know, you learn to get along with other kids.
That's right.
It brings you out. I learned to tell jokes. Believe it or not, I used to be able to tell jokes really well.
You tell great jokes.
But, it was a great experience for me.
Well, that's why it's important to support this show. That's the Zac Brown Band at Southern Ground Amphitheater on Saturday night.
And when I learned to swim, too.
Good job.
Yeah. Hey, let's go back to the 80s. Okay. All right. Yeah, let's go back to the 80s.
Okay. All right.
Midgeri. And for those who don't recognize the name Midgeri, Midgeri was in Thin Lizzy. He was in Ultravox, a Scottish singer-songwriter, and has done a lot of things. But when you think about his sound,
it's so great, right?
It defines
the
English
80s?
Rock in the 80s, yeah.
Yeah. Let's not forget that he was one of the brains behind Do They Know It's Christmas Time, which was, you know, still one of my favorite Christmas songs. I'm sure one of the light rock stations is playing it right now.
Good. Yes.
That's right.
Because we are in the Christmas season, yeah.
That's right. But he's known for the song Vienna, which is the signature song. And when you hear Midgeri play that acoustic, it does just take you back, right, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I like
and,
it.
And you'll also... You may know this, but he was on Celebrity Master Chef, too, so he's a good cook.
I'm into that.
Yeah.
Well, most people in the music industry also worked in the restaurant industry, so this is not that surprising. That's Midgeri at the Earl on Saturday night. So we're back to City Winery, wining it up. Pond City Market. Now, I'm so into this venue because I think the food's really great. The atmosphere's great. It's a really good listening room. So John Hiatt is going to be playing there. And to see John Hiatt in this kind of intimate venue, I think is truly special. I mean, this is the singer-songwriter who has come up with so many great hits, like A Thing Called Love and Have a Little Faith and one of my faves, Perfectly Good Guitar, Bonnie Raitt. You know, obviously Bonnie Raitt's coming to town soon, so, you know, he has said before that Bonnie Raitt covering his music has put his kids through college.
Hey, I'm not surprised. 45-year career. I mean, Bob Dylan's covered his stuff. Eric Clapton, Willie Nelson, a phenomenal singer-songwriter.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. That's John Hiatt at City Winery on Saturday night. And have a little
faith in me. Looking at Sunday evening, to wrap up the weekend, His Golden Messenger is playing at Terminal West. And he and his band have been in town before. We've talked about this artist. Very unusual. MC Taylor is the name he's going by now. And I'm not sure how you... I guess you could say he's country rock in a way, but I'm not.
I would put him in the Americana category. A great singer-songwriter, has a terrific presence on stage, has definitely been working at it a long time, and this is a much bigger venue for him. He's usually kind of the opening act, but it's definitely mesmerizing, his sound, and he's great to watch live. Not bad to look at either. FYI, Steve. And he's got a new album out.
Heart Like a Levee.
In the doorway of our love. That's His Golden Messenger at Terminal West on Sunday night. And one more for Terminal West, since we're there over on the west side. Brett Denon is going to be playing there, and this is his sixth album. It's called Por Favor. he hasn't been around in a while. It's been a minute. What I like about Brett Dennen is, number one, he's a ginger. He's got great red hair. Number two, he's an artist. So he's one of these versatile kind of entertainers. But he has a really unique voice. It's hard to not be in a good mood when you hear him. I love the song Make You Go Crazy or Wild Child. Kind of reggae, kind of poppy, super fun. I am all about Brett Dennen.
He's hooked up with Dave Cobb to produce this new album, Port of War. He's also worked with Chris Stapleton, Jason Isbell, among others.
Of course.
Yeah, so he's in the right company.
No doubt about it. That's Brett Dennen, Monday night at Terminal West. Too late to apologize. What's a
secret? I don't know. Okay, so sometimes we go even further into the week. And on Tuesday night, gosh, there are three acts that I don't know. I don't know how you'd pick one to go to.
I know.
But you got to go to one of these.
There's so much great music coming to town. It's pretty overwhelming, Steve. But a couple of notes we wanted to mention. If you want to go 80s, Echo and the Bunnymen playing at the newly renovated Variety Playhouse.
Gosh. Killing Moon, Lips Like Sugar. I mean, we're talking about bands that define the 80s sound. There's another one.
The Killing Moon, when it's October and it's a cold night, is there a better song to hear?
No, I'm back in 1984, just like that.
I dig it. Also at the Cobb Energy Center, Elvis Costello is coming back, so you kind of can't go wrong with that. And highlighting Joan Osborne, who will be at Eddie's Attic. And I've seen her several times, and she puts on a great show.
Yeah, there's a lot more to Joan Osborne than One of Us, the song. But that song alone is reason enough to go see her.
Just a slob like One of Us, Steve.
Yeah. That show's at Eddie's Attic, by the way, on Tuesday
night. Tuesday evening.